And Father, thank you that you love us so much, that you have a plan for us, that you sent your Son to die in our place to pay the penalty that we owed, and that, Father, your plan didn't stop there, that you planned for us to have life and life more abundantly, that you planned for us to have victory, that you planned for us to be transformed rather than conformed. So, Lord, as we stand today before you, as we stand in the world but not of the world, we realize that we're going to be fighting a battle every day, that we are to put on your armor every day because the wiles of the devil are coming every day, that we've got to learn how to stand, that we've got to learn how to depend upon you, that we've got to learn how to be victorious because you have already given us the victory. You have assured us of the battle because you have won it already. So, Lord, help us to live in the victory. Help us to live in the joy. Help us to live in the light and the love of your Spirit as we are yours, that we're not the devil's, that we're not of the world, that we are not bound by his rules and his kingdom. Father, thank you for what you have done, for what you're going to do. We give you praise. We continue to ask that the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts together, might be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Satan wants to conform you. He wants to mold you into his way of thinking. Now, how does he do that? Satan does that by, number one, telling you lies. Scripture says that he was a liar from the beginning, and there's no truth in him, so he is going to speak lies. The trouble is, he will tickle your ears. He will tell you what you want to hear. Now, God's going to tell you what you need to hear. God's going to tell you what the truth is, and sometimes, frankly, we don't want to hear that. Sometimes we want to hear what we want to hear, and Satan will be glad to tell you because it's not going to be the truth. So we can, if we're not careful, step off the path and follow along after him, and we'll turn around one day and say, how did I get so far away from the narrow, winding path? Well, we got there one step at a time by conforming to the way of the world. Some scripture we want to look at today, coming from different places. First of all, from 1 Peter, key verses is 15 through 16, but I'm actually going to start in verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming, there's that word, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct, or in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Let's keep going. Matthew 6:24. I think you probably know this verse of Scripture. Jesus speaking here says, no one, now that includes you and me, right? We are not exceptions. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot, notice he did not say you might not, you cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is the way of the world, or you can put the kingdom of Satan in there, whichever way you want to look at it. That's what he's talking about. You cannot serve God and Satan at the same time. Too many people try to do that. They try to serve God on Sunday, maybe, and they serve Satan the other 6 days out of the week. It doesn't work because Scripture tells us God is not mocked. Whatever a man or woman sows, that they will also reap. We are not pulling the wool over God's eyes. We may deceive ourselves, but we will not ever deceive him. Scripture plainly tells us that there will be lots and lots of people, probably billions of people, who in the last day will hear Jesus Christ say, depart from me, I never knew you. And they're going to be screaming and hollering and crying and carrying on and saying, well, I went to this church, I went to that church, I was this, I was that. And Jesus is going to say, but I do not know you. You never had a relationship with me. You spent your life serving the kingdom of Satan, following the way of man, following mammon, not God. God is not playing, and God is serious. If you follow the way of mammon, if you follow the way of Satan, if you follow the way of the world, you will end up in hell. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is not going to look at your pedigree or the amount of money you have or weigh your good deeds versus your bad deeds. None of that's going to count. If you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you will not get in. Next verse of Scripture. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. You ought to be able to say this with your eyes closed. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable, not extraordinary, but your reasonable service. And do not be what? Conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, God does not want you to conform. He wants you to be transformed. Satan wants you to conform to his way of thinking. And he tries to put the pressure on to do it. But God says, I want to transform you because you can't get there by yourself. I'm going to transform you by the renewing of your mind, by what Jesus Christ will do, and because his Spirit will take up residence and he'll make what? A new creature out of you. A new mind, new thoughts, new words, new actions, a new you. J.B. Phillips' translation says, for these two verses, says, don't let the world mold you. You guys ever played with Play-Doh or Saran or clay or something, you know, and you mold it, you push it into what you want it to be? That's what Satan is wanting to do. You see, Satan's got a plan for you too. Satan has a plan for you. Do you want me to tell you what it is? No matter who you are, I can tell you what Satan's plan for you is. His plan for everybody is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's it. Now, he may tell you all kinds of stuff, but that's his plan. To kill you, to steal from you, and to destroy everything. That's his plan. So let's keep going. Let's think about this war of the worlds, this conformally coded. You know, there's a battle that goes on every day. Every day. Satan doesn't take off on Sundays. Doesn't take off on Christmas. There's a battle every day. It's a battle between the spiritual and the physical world, the way of the world and the way of God. You're going to fight that battle every morning that you get up. Even if you're a Christian, you're going to fight that battle. As a matter of fact, you're probably going to fight it harder